What's good, everybody? This is Cam the Voice alongside Red Cup Nation Tour DJ Clips Ahoy.
What up, what up?
This is our first show of the Power Hour. We'll be talking music, sports, college lifestyles, and up-and-coming tours and events with the Red Cup Nation.
You can also expect interviews from artists and DJs from both the hip-hop and EDM world, mixes from myself and special guest DJs.
And on today's show, we will be interviewing Matt Hilfiger and P. Rothstein, the owners of the Red Cup Nation. But before we get into that, we're going to jump into the mix with Clips Ahoy. Turn up!
Clips Ahoy.
My bitches in the club, and I know they know about each other. I think these bitches tryna set me up. Maybe I'm just paranoid. I got a bad light skin from the valley. She be in the club with no panties. Little bitch used to be my favorite, but now we don't speak the same language. I love my bitch, I can bang it. But my dark skin bitch know how to take it. I got them both the same damn red bottoms, and bought them both the same damn fragrance. My bitches drive Range Rovers. None of my bitches can stay over. My bitches look good as fuck.
Try again another day. I should be happy, not tipping the scales. I just won't play, letting my life get away. I know for now, I'm not a follower. I don't take things as they come if they break me down. Life can be cruel if you're a dreamer. I just wanna have some fun. Don't tell me could be done. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. You know you like it, but you're scared of the shame. What you want?
I get flashed by the
flashing, flashing light.
Damn. Till I get flashed by the
flash. As I recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far.
Dancing so sleazy, she in the mirror dancing so sleazy, and try to hit you with the old wacky. She in the mirror dancing so sleazy, she in the mirror dancing so sleazy, she in the mirror dancing so sleazy. I get a call like, where are you, DZ? DZ, 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 DZ.
as I recall, you know I love to show off, but you never thought that I would take it this far. What do you know?
such a lies, oh. You've been breaking me down, now it's enough, cause you'll do it again and again, oh. I hope that you'll be gone soon, I can't take no more, oh no.
To climb, get high for me. They sent me born to be high. I was born to be, born to climb.
You just went in, bro. It doesn't make sense how turn up you get on these records, yo.
Hey, real. Man, thanks a lot, man. You know, it's what I do best.
Deadass, man. Hey, follow Clips Ahoy on Twitter at ClipsX Ahoy. And follow me on Twitter at Cam The Voice with a K, K-A-M, The Voice. Now we got Hilfiger and Rothstein in the building. For those that don't know, they're the owners of the Red Cup Nation, number one college website that throws the craziest parties around the country. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
What's good? What's good?
Doing good, man. Ready to get back on this road. You know, excited for the kickoff of the Power Hour. You know, thanks for coming through. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of people that wants to know about the beginning. How did you guys meet?
Dang, when we first met? Well, turns out, man, I was going to school in Orlando, and Perry was down here down south in Miami. And my buddies would be hosting parties in Orlando, and I invited Perry to come up one time. Perry brought a few of his friends up, and it was a crazy party. Let me put it like that. And from over then, that's kind of like how it came about. That's how we met.
started working together. I was working at the radio station. Matt was shooting music videos and filming commercials and stuff. And, you know, I was managing artists at the same time, and Matt was looking for help, like a manager. So it was like, you know, perfect match. So I started managing Matt, you know, helping him with the music videos, helping him with all the bookings and stuff like that. And basically that's how we became partners. It was work together. So that's basically how we met.
All right, so where are you guys from, man?
This is Rothstein. I'm from Philly, man. I'm from the 215, man.
This is Hilfiger. I'm from the Poconos, man. 717-570.
that's why our username is Two Dope Boys from PA. We both from Pennsylvania, rapping to the fullest. Love Pennsylvania, man.
Yeah, all day.
So did the idea of the Red Cup Nation come soon after you guys started working with each other?
Yeah, man, we would have these parties. Like, Matt would always invite me to Orlando, and we would have these parties in Orlando where it'd be like, you know, 200-300 people, and it would be like some where it was crazy ass white boys listening to dubstep and stuff, and it'd be my homies, and I got some hood homies or whatever, and it'd just be like a mixture of people. And, you know, we would look around, and after all of our parties, you see like a lot of Red Cups, and that's became Red Cup Nation. So we started going to the clubs and going to parties. We would buy bottles, and we would just take our Red Cups with us in the clubs. And, you know, every time we go to the club, we just start repping Red Cup Nation. That was like our movement, showing like Matt's friends and his, you know, his homies and my people coming together. So it was just like, again, like creating like the Red Cup Nation, like the movement.
How did the website come about?
When we came up with the Red Cup Nation, Perry actually thought of the name, give him that street cred. But we were actually expanding on the name and just like talking about it one day. And at this point, we were already graduated from college. We just graduated. So we wanted to we were just shooting the shit, you know what I mean? And we came about and we were like, hey, there's not really a college website out there that you can go on every day and look at college material. So we thought of like creating like more so like an ESPN for college. And that's kind of where we expanded the name.
Is there anybody in the business world that you guys look up to?
Business-wise, yeah, I look up to Jay-Z a lot. I'm a big Jay-Z fan. I love his marketing. I mean, at the end of the day, he's 43 and he's still rapping. He's still very relevant. So I love his marketing. So you might see splashes of his marketing and our stuff, too. So that's a big influence. And probably like Kevin Lyles. Kevin Lyles and the music, he's very... Kevin Lyles and Lyra Cohen, they both are very, you know, influential. Like, I studied a lot of their moves and a lot of their business tactics. So shout out to Steve Jobs. Creative shit, you know?
As far as business goes, well, shit, look up to Rothstein. But besides that, probably my biggest influence is... Rothstein put me onto this is Jay-Z. His marketing is fucking out of control. You can't fuck with it. Same with Kanye. He's on a different level. Some people, you can hate him or you can love him, but they're on a fucking different level. On a marketing standpoint, on a business standpoint, probably Mafia, man. They get their money, yo.
Oh, that's what's up, man. And I mean, you guys could have chosen anything for a promotional vehicle, but you guys show something very creative by using a FedEx truck. Now, like, what's the story behind that?
So the story behind the Red Cup truck was I was in New York, and I saw, like, that's when, like, the food truck phenomenon just hit. And I was in Manhattan, and I saw, like, a bunch of people, like, just going to these food trucks. And I saw them all, you know, with the wrap, and they're all looking nice. And I'm like, damn, that would be kind of crazy if we did something similar but just turned into, like, a promotional vehicle. And then, you know, we had varsity jackets that we were selling online on the website. So it would be kind of dope if we had, like, a clothing store on the inside. We put, like, a flat screen, and we kind of made, like, the hangout spot. Also promoting, you know, the website. So when we go to colleges, you know, they'll be like, what the hell is that? So we just want to do something different that no one else was doing. Like, I'm heavy into like grassroots promotion, like really getting to meet people. So I was like, what better way to drive around the country than, you know, in a dope ass vehicle? So I hit Matt up and was like, yo, Matt, I got this crazy ass idea. And I'm thinking he's gonna tell me like, yo, what the hell, like, hell no. Like, I thought he was gonna shoot the idea down, and he actually thought it was dope right away. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And you know, it was like a Thursday. I got back on like a Saturday, and we were looking for FedEx trucks on a Monday. And like, we bought one like a week later, like a FedEx truck, like a real FedEx truck with the shelves and the roll up doors. Like, we dirty as shit. Like, it was crazy when we got that shit. Like it was like, what the hell are we gonna do with it now? But I mean, when you watch it now online and you see it, it's like crazy as shit. All the work we put into it.
Explain how I felt when you first saw the truck wrapped.
Well, It's a funny story, actually. So we got the truck wrapped, and it took probably about 4 or 5 days, probably like a good old week. And the guy who's rapping it, he called us up, like, he was working late night, and so he called us up at like 11 o'clock at night, and we're still working. We're at my crib just banging out some stuff. So he calls at like 11 o'clock at night. He's like, hey, the truck's done, you can pick up in the morning. And like, we were so like hyped to see it. So we just stopped working. We drove, I don't know, it was like 10, 20 minutes away. So we drove up to see it, and we were like so hyped to see it. It looked amazing. It was like a piece of work, you know what I mean? No, it was dope though.
And like the next day, like we drove it straight to University of Florida, and we were trying to figure out like what people are gonna think when they see it. And I remember we pulled up and everyone was like surrounded the truck, and we're like, damn, like what are people thinking? And like some old lady knocked on our door and was like, what is this? And we're like, you know, this is the, you know, Red Cup Nation, we're a college website. I explained this stuff to her, and I was like, we sell merchandise. And we opened up the doors, and actually like we sold out of all of our merchandise the first day we ever like was open for business. We sold out, so that shit was kind of crazy.
That's what's up. I mean, I know it took a lot of hard work. Now, what is the day in the life of Hilfiger and Rothstein?
We pretty much wake up and we work literally 12 hours a day. Since we started probably about a year ago, we've been working damn near 12 hours a day. Hell, we even work on Christmas, like holidays. It's like crazy just to keep this company up. Now, I mean, we got a lot more help. We got Red Cup Mike. We got you guys, Clips Cam. So, I mean, we're just working hard, bro, day in life.
Yeah, everybody thinks, you know, all we do is party. That's all they see. And we do a lot of partying, don't get me wrong, but it's a lot of work that goes into this stuff. Like, again, we're not just like our, you know, we don't just come to the club and just put on a show. It's like a real performance. Like, everything, you know, we rehearse. Like, you will have multiple rehearsals and then bookings and the logistics of traveling. It's a lot of stuff that goes into this. So, like, you know, it starts about 8 o'clock in the morning. We update the website. So, it's a lot of stuff, man. Like, Red Cup Nation is a full-fledged company. So, it's not like, again, like, just something we just show up and party. Nah, it's a full-blown company. A lot of work put into it behind the scenes.
Going back to what you said about the show, for anybody who's never been to one of the shows, what can they expect at a Red Cup Nation party?
I mean, when me and Matt, like, I could tell you, we were driving home, I think it was from Florida State. We went to the Florida State-Florida game last year, and we were driving home, and we were like, actually, when we were up there, these dudes booked us for a party, and it was like in the woods. It was like, what is it called? You know where Florida State, you know where the houses are?
Yeah, I can't remember. It was an apartment back in the woods.
It was some crazy shit, and I remember, you know, they invited us to bring the truck back there, and we had the party, and everybody kept saying, yo, the Red Cup Nation party was crazy, it was crazy, it was crazy. And we're like, we didn't even do shit. We just brought the truck, and Matt was filming it. I was like, that's not really a party. So on the way back, you know, we brainstormed. The drive was like, what, 9 hours away. So the whole time on the way back, we were just brainstorming, like, damn, it would be crazy to get DJs, a host, and really put on a big show. So we started mapping stuff out, and that's how we came up with the Red Cup DJs. Wanted to have our own DJ coalition. So, you know, that's why we linked up with like Clips. And you know what I mean? From there, it was like, all right, how can we take it to another level? So that's why we got a mascot. We got cheerleaders. So it's more of an experience. Again, it's not a club. It's not a regular club night. We really, you know, we really put on a full show with the cheerleaders. We give out glow sticks. We give out sunglasses and create a crazy-ass experience. Anybody who's been to one of our shows, they'll tell you, like, they're going to be leaving there tired as shit and sweating. So, and they usually always say that's the best time of their life. So it's an experience. That's the best word I could put it to.
Yeah, definitely is experience. The one thing I can say about our shows is we bring the energy, and I think that's like a lot of like people want to hear, like, well, not want to hear it, but they want to feel that energy. And like the performance, like we put on stage, everybody on stage is turning the fuck up. So
it's like a house party vibe inside of a club. That's the best way I can explain it. Like, so you've been to a house party, obviously. We, you know what I'm saying? Just think of the craziest house party you've ever been to. So just imagine that shit inside the club. And we still do house parties too, just to get out there. We love doing house parties too. So we'll do like a house party. Like, we'll go to college, our weekend usually consists of throwing a crazy ass house party. And we ain't talking 100 people. We talking that shit can get up to 600 people at a house. So, you know, that's a house party. And then we usually do like a big ass venue or a club. So it's an experience, man.
Yo, most definitely. I mean, I agree with it. I love these house parties that we do because, you know, it's, we have more of an interaction with them and we get to know them, you know, individually. But everywhere we go, you know, everybody tends to compare us to I'm Schmack. Now, can you clarify the difference between us and I'm Schmack?
But we the main difference between us and I'm Schmacked is we actually throw the parties instead of just filming them.
Well, I guess they say Schmack is doing it now, and you know, a lot of people think we got beef with Schmack, and you know, we hate him and stuff like that. It ain't no beef. It ain't no. I don't even care honestly about him. Like, people make it a little bit bigger than what it is. Like, I don't got no beef. Like, again, like, we don't take it serious. You know what I'm saying? What they doing? I know they say they threw some couple shots at us and talk shit on the internet, but they know they really can't fuck with us. That's probably why they doing it. But like, we put on a show. Like, our shit is totally different. Like, I guess, again, now they're trying to do the shows, but like, we really put on a full fucking show. Plus, we're a college website. And you know, they've been doing it longer. They've been filming parties. That's their biggest thing, is they film parties. But when it comes to our shit, like, we put on a damn show. It's like, anybody who's ever booked us, any club owner, any other club we've been to, you can ask about us, like, if you never experienced the show. So watch our videos. It's a lot different. We don't just walk around the campus filming. No, we showing our party, the shit we really doing. So that's the difference. And again, it ain't no beef, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like that. Like, again, this is just us, like, Rare Cup Nation. We just doing us. We don't really worry about nobody. Like, there's really no comparison, to be honest. Like, if you're gonna compare us, like, I'd rather you compare us to someone like a lot bigger. We've been doing this shit for less than a year, you know what I'm saying? Well, just about a year now. They've been doing this shit for a couple years. So if you're gonna compare us, I'd rather you compare us to someone a lot more established. So just to be honest.
Yeah, we on some Jay-Z shit.
We on some next shit, man.
I know a lot of people ask us this question. I wanted to get your answer, since you guys are the owners of Red Cup Nation. To you guys, what is the Red Cup Nation?
Red Cup Nation, I mean, to certain people, it means a lot of different things. But to me, it's a bunch of people from different places, different races, different ages. Everybody's just coming together and just getting along. And it's not about how much money you got. It's not about where you from. It's not about nothing. It's just about everybody being together, everybody vibing together and having fun. Like, that's what Red Cup Nation is to me. It's like, all we all have one common goal. And that's like the dope part about Red Cup Nation. You know, it's what, 10 of us in Red Cup Nation. That's the core group. And we each do things individually, but we all get love. We all get the same amount of shine. No one's more important than the next person. So it's like a good ass team. So Red Cup Nation to me, man, is just, you know, about living life and having fun. And that's what our crew have in common. So anybody can be part of Red Cup Nation. If you live life, you have fun, and you know, you could be down.
Word. Now, did you guys ever think that the Red Cup Nation would be so successful this fast?
Yeah. That's what we figured. I mean, when we thought of the idea, like, kind of going off the last question, like, the Red Cup symbolizes fun, and everybody likes to have fun, so it's kind of like a no-brainer that we knew it was going to blow up. I mean, honestly, how Perry and I wanted to brand it, I guess we're branding it pretty dope, but we want everyone to join it. So, I mean, we're very inviting as far as that goes, but I just knew, me personally, I knew it would blow up.
Yeah, we were real confident. We knew it would blow up. The one thing I can say, I never knew we would be doing parties like this. Like when I think back, it's like, I don't know what show it was. It's probably like, I want to say ECU. I caught a moment where it was just like, holy shit. Like, you know, the company's been in business for a year. Like website's been up for a year. Me and Matt been rocking with Red Cup Nation for a while, way more than the year. We've been rocking with Red Cup Nation as Red Cup Nation for like 3 or 4 years. But as a website's only been up for a year. But our first party we ever done together was fucking spring break. And it was at the Cleveland there on South Beach that no one ever gets. No one ever does a party there. And that was big as fuck. So like, for us throwing parties, like, we're new to this shit and we're shutting down venues. So it's like, you know, it's crazy. So that's probably the only thing I'm probably shocked about, how fast we started shutting down parties. But, you know, we work hard as shit at it. So, you know, when you work hard, it's what you get.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Honestly, it's grown really fucking fast. I know me and Cam and Mike, we got our favorite spots. What are y'all favorite spots on the tour?
My favorite spot? I mean, I like a lot of spots, but I would have to say either ECU or West Virginia.
I would say the same thing. My favorite venue, I would say, is probably like, I like Charleston. Like, a lot of people will be like, what the hell is Charleston? Charleston, South Carolina, man. I just like the vibe up there. The shit was crazy. The venue was nuts. Like, I love the vibe up there. My favorite place is West Virginia, though, without a doubt. It's just crazy that it's like a city inside of a city. I can't explain it. Like, it's a dope-ass spot. And the first time when I thought of West Virginia, I thought it was going to be like some Mountain Hick shit. But, nah, that shit is dope as fuck. Like, shout out to everybody in West Virginia, man. Shout out to Ray Wonder, everybody.
Hey, there you have it. Shout out to everybody in West Virginia and to all the colleges around the country from the Red Cup Nation. Right now, we're going to turn up with my man Clips Ahoy with another mix. So stick around for the second half of the interview with Hilfiger and Rothstein. You're now listening to the Power Hour, baby. Let's go.
Clips Ahoy. We'll be right back. pussy niggas Merry Christmas. Bitches taking pictures cause we keep on getting richer. Say a nigga name, you know you fucking with them killers. Walking through the club, only salute the real niggas. Ain't no bottles on your table, pussy boy, go get your wallet. Hoes on credit, pussy, so you can't pay her the mind. Bitches bought a house, she can't afford to run a mile. I bought Holy Fields, I run the game, not just the South. Bow down to the biggest, barely I be spinning. Counting all the paper, no games with these pussy niggas. Double M, we popping. Shopping, buying new clothes. Heard your shit keep flopping. And your crib got flow
can't
clothes.
Can't play no game with these niggas. Can't play no games with these niggas. Can't play no games with these bitches. Can't play no games with these bitches. Can't play no games with these niggas. They so fake and they phony. Can't play no games with these bitches. They treat me like I'm Tony. Can't play no game with these niggas. Can't play no games with these bitches.
These bitches lost souls.
So
are now back with the Power Hour. Got the owners of the Red Cup Nation here with us, Hilfiger and Rothstein. Now, let's get into a little bit of sports. It's rivalry weekend, Alabama versus Auburn. Who do you guys think will win the Iron Bowl, and what is your score predictions?
Who's winning the Iron Bowl? Fuck it, Auburn, bro.
Damn, upset?
Yep, upset, bro.
What's your final score?
That's going to be close. I'm going to say 28-24.
I'm going to say Alabama. I'm going to say Alabama 28-10. I would like to see FSU and Alabama in the championship, so I really want Alabama to win.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. So this is something we're going to do on the show every time we're interviewing somebody. I'm going to ask you a random question out of the blue. So a question I got for you guys. If you guys were a tag team duo in wrestling, what would be your theme song when you guys come out?
Future shit, because niggas be talking this shit. And this is Rothstein. People be talking shit, and they don't be really popping at all. Like, I'm tired of people saying shit like they getting their shit popping. Like, I'm kind of tired. I'm not. That's one thing about me and Matt. Me and Hilfiger, we're not cocky at all. We work real hard, but I don't like when people pop shit like y'all doing shit. So, like, we really out here. We really be fucking grinding. Like, my team really works our fucking ass off. So, when that song come on, that's how I'm feeling. When I'm hopping off that tour bus, that's how I'm probably gonna be feeling.
Hey, you know what? I think I agree with that, bro. And when I get off that tour bus, you goddamn better believe you'll see a bottle of champagne in my hand.
Hell yeah, shit. I'm trying to pop a damn bottle. What up, Clips? What
yeah,
you think?
Man, I'm down, man.
No word. No, but like, we obviously know, you know, what's going on for the next year for us. But for those who don't know, what's going to be popping with the Red Cup Nation in 2014
is going to be a crazy year. You know how everyone says, like, this is my year, this year coming up, this is my year, this is going to be my year. This is really going to be our year. Like, our first year, we started, we didn't know what we were doing. There was no blueprint for this. There was nothing. No one ever bought a food truck and turned it into a clothing store. Like, this shit was all new. So a lot of shit that we were doing, like, we didn't know how to book. We didn't know about bookings and, you know, we didn't know logistics. Everything we did, we learned. Like, we never bought clothes and, sold clothes and stuff like that. So everything we did was kind of like trial and error. Like, we lost money, we made money, we had, you know, failures, we had success. But this next year is going to be crazy, man. Like, I can tell you, like, we're dropping an app. We're going to be dropping the Red Cup Nation radio app. It's going to be nuts. 24-hour radio with different shows, you're going to have a lot of Red Cup DJs. You're going to have shows and stuff like that. So that's going to be epic. We're going on a big-ass tour to the West Coast. Can't say a name yet. Probably drop it Monday. But that's going to be crazy. We're going to go out to Cali, to Pasadena for the Rose Bowl. And then we're going to Arizona State, Colorado, Texas. The same way we put the work in on the East Coast, we really want to go out to the West Coast and the Midwest. So that's the two biggest things. And then we're going to, you know, just keep growing the website. We're going to work on Clips Ahoy's project. He'll be dropping something early in the year. So we're just growing, man, just getting this shit popping, man. Just keep pushing forward and, you know, and showing growth. That's our biggest thing, is showing growth.
And as far as the website, I remember you telling me you wanted to feature more DJs and producers on it. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
RedCupNation.com, man. RedCupNation.com. Like, again, when we first started, to be honest, when we first started, it was like, to be totally honest, and we went to fucking drinking games. Because we'd be in Orlando, and like, we were like, just like, damn, we need to do some drinking games and shit. And there was no drinking game. Like, everybody would have, like, normal stuff. So every time we would go somewhere, people would teach us new games. And we're like, yo, let's just start out with a drinking game. So anyone knows early Red Cup Nation, I'm talking about when the website just dropped, it was a whole bunch of drinking games on the website. I don't know if you ever knew that. Did you know that? It was all, like, drinking games and, like, theme parties and all that stuff like that. Now they grew more into sports, college sports, and grew into music. And now that's what we're going to be focusing on a lot, is music, like featuring a lot of EDM, trap, hip-hop, a lot of up-and-coming producers and DJs and artists. We're going to be like the home for like all the new hottest shit. So if you're a new producer, you're a new artist, you got hot music, hit us up, because like we're going to be like the number one site for that. So releasing all the latest music, everything that's popping, especially with trends, also fashion, all that stuff like that, we're going to be really killing this year. So RedCupNation.com, if you haven't been on it, make sure you check it out. We also, you know, any good writers out there, anyone want to be a part of the website, you know, we're always looking for dope writers. You got, you know, can help us out with some stories and sports and stuff like that. So if you have an interest in writing, hit us up, man. It's definitely a great look.
Also, everybody want to know what's up with the merchandise. Where can they find them? How can they get it? Talk to me.
You can get the merchandise on the RedCupNation.com. It's under the store section. And we have a lot of merchandise. We got varsity jackets, snapbacks. We got shirts for girls. And with a new winter line, we're actually coming out with varsity jackets for girls, new snapbacks, some beanies, some winter clothing. So it's going to be dope. So again, you can get it on the redcupnation.com under the store section, or you could go to the actual site, the redcupnationstore.com.
Well, there you have it. Make sure you go on the website, support the Red Cup Nation, cop a fit. Now, talk to me about the Red Cup DJs. What's good with that?
Well, the Red Cup DJs, man, is going to be a DJ coalition of college DJs, up-and-coming, talented, hungry DJs out there, man. We're putting together a hell of a team. We're going to start with Clips Ahoy, man. You know, everybody should know who Clips Ahoy is by now. You know, he's a talented DJ slash producer. And that's what we want to build. We want to build a crazy-ass team, young, talented DJs, man. We're going to give them a platform, Red Cup Nation Radio. They're going to have their own shows, possibly go on tour with us and stuff like that. So, again, if you're a young, talented DJ, you're hungry, you know, definitely hit us up, man.
So people want to know who's part of the Red Cup Nation.
A lot of people ask us, like, who is the team? Who's all a part of Red Cup Nation? Now, there's a lot of people that rep Red Cup Nation. Like, but you'll see, like, we call it the traveling team. So, you know what I'm saying? You'll see, of course, me, Rothstein, Hilfiger, Cam the Voice. You'll see Clips. You'll see Red Cup Mike. That's, like, mostly, like, the traveling team you'll see. But we got a lot of people that be repping. Like, so shout out to, like, Ray Wonder. Shout out to Miles. Shout out to, you know, Oliver. There's a lot of people that rep Red Cup Nation, you know, and hold us down everywhere we go. So we appreciate everybody who reps us and holds us down, man.
There you go, man. Hilfiger and Rothstein, owners of the Red Cup Nation. Thank you guys for coming through. Shout out your Twitter for everybody out there.
All right. Well, thank you guys. And make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at the Red Cup Truck, or follow us personally at Two Dope Boys from PA.
Also, you can check out our latest mixtape, Clips Ahoy, Two Dope Boys from PA. It's called Red Cup Nation for Dummies. It's on redcupnationradio.com. Okay. Download it. It's crazy as shit.
A word, man. Make sure y'all go on the website, download the Red Cup Nation for Dummies mixtape. This is going to be hard. I already know it is. Now, at the end of every show, we talk about the top songs of the week, in our opinion. And we also have different topics to talk about. And, yeah, of course, tonight.
We got some interesting ones this week.
Yeah. And, I mean, tonight is about Thanksgiving, right. What you're thankful for. You know, yeah. You can hit us up on our Twitter. Tell us what you're thankful for Thanksgiving and life in general.
Yeah, man. First off, let's get to the songs of the week. Every week we're going to pick our favorite song. My song of the week is You Know You Like It, DJ Snake remix. I like this remix a lot. Snake is definitely producing a lot of futuristic stuff. It has a different sound to it. And, you know, it just doesn't stick to the same electronic, you know, EDM sound at the moment. How about you, Cam?
Shit. Trey the Truth, Ride With Me, featuring Meek Mills and T.I., produced by Boy Wonder. Now, let me tell you something. T.I. goes in. He goes in on his verse. That's what pretty much... Oh, and the hook as well from Trey the Truth. But that's... T.I. fucking lured me in into that track and made me love it. That's my personal opinion. And I got T.Y. Dolla $ign. Paranoid featuring B.O.B.
I played that earlier in the mix.
That was in the beginning of the mix. That's just a party starter right there. I mean, honestly. Yeah,
that's my jam, man.
So that had me rolling, you know what I'm saying? And I got other ones too, but stick around for, you know what I'm saying, our next show.
Yeah, man. Well, let's get to the first topic. I know you've seen that Sway in the Morning interview with Kanye West. Everybody on Twitter. I didn't know what everybody was talking about. I thought it was the same another interview, but... What'd you think about it, man? I'll let you start first, because I know you get a little crazy. You get turned up.
I get turned the fuck up. All right, my opinion on that is Kanye will be Kanye.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I honestly feel it's a publicity stunt that he's trying to do, trying to establish his persona as today's Tupac. That's... my opinion, but I mean, I don't know.
What'd you think about him, like, popping off on Sway like that?
I don't know. Crazy. Where's the respect level? Like, why did you get so mad? Like, you know this is Sway's job. I mean, he's talking to you as a homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Why pop off on him? But, I mean, I don't know. That's Kanye. Like I said, Kanye would be Kanye. He's very unpredictable.
Right. I mean, I guess he's always been like that, but he's just getting to a new level of arrogance. I mean, I guess that's just, you know, he understands himself, and that's about it, dude. I don't know. We could go on with this topic for days.
And the shit that pissed me off too about what he just said in that interview. He was saying he's the number one impactful artist in our generation. Well, guess what, Kanye? I disagree. I feel like it's Jay-Z is the number one impactful artist in our generation.
He's definitely more impactful, in my opinion.
I mean,
that's his opinion. That's what I was saying. He's the only person that'll understand himself. And, you know, this conversation can go on for days and days, but... You know, I'll just leave it there. Hey, man, it's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, dude.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody that's listening right now. Power Hour.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, what are you thankful for, man? I know this year has been crazy for us. We've been working with the Red Cup Nation. You know, blessed to be working in this position. Mm-hmm. You know, we've just been on two tours. We're about to jump on another one. About to hit the West Coast. You know, I'm glad, you know, everything's worked out well, man.
Of course. I mean, I'm thankful, you know, of course. Hill Figure and P. Rothstein, you know what I'm saying? They gave us the opportunity to become part of the Red Cup Nation and, you know, expand the brand with them. And, you know, I appreciate everything. I appreciate my family, you know what I'm saying? Family, of course. I appreciate God for giving me, you know, another day to work on our, you know, craft. I appreciate all the listeners, you know, that just sat down and actually took the time to listen to our, you know, our sneak peek tonight. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty much, you know, thankful for everything. Being alive. I'm thankful for being alive. Having my family with me, you know what I'm saying? So, what are you thankful for?
Hey, man, I'm pretty much the same things, man. I'm just thankful for everybody, you know. Everything that's happened in the last, you know, the last year has been great. You know, I'm glad everything's worked out well. Hey, you know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking for this food, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hey, don't talk about food right now. We're signing off right now. The Power Hour. Thank you for listening. Shout out to Hillfigure and Rothstein for dropping in tonight. Make sure y'all check out the RedCupNation.com and RedCupNationRadio.com. I am Cam the Voice.
I'm Clips Ahoy.
And we are the Power Hour. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Bless.